Chapter 43, The Sabbath School. The third Sabbath school held in connection with the camp meeting was in point of numbers attending, in scholarship, and in interest, in advance of the others. The total attendance was 350. There were 54 classes formed, of which 6 belonged to the intermediate and primary department, with 23 scholars, 9 kindergarten, with 55 scholars, and 39 seniors with 272 scholars. The donations were $10.53 against $8.31 last Sabbath. The superintendent was Elder S. J. Rossian, president of the Kansas Sabbath School Association, with C. H. Parsons, vice president, as assistant, and the following corps of division superintendents: J. A. Morrow, O. S. Farron, P. P. Wilcox, Emma Rossian, with 54 teachers, and Miss Lucy M. Olds, secretary and treasurer of the Kansas Sabbath School Association, as the superintendent in charge of the kindergarten. The review of the senior division was conducted by Elder W. N. Hyatt, president of the Nebraska Sabbath School Association. The intermediate by Elder W. S. Crewson, president of Texas Sabbath School Association, and the primary by Mrs. C.P. Haskell of Denver, Colorado. This last review was extremely interesting. The lesson was upon the flood, particularly the building of the ark and its occupation, etc., and as noticed in the Capitol for the 16th, the ladies of the Sabbath School Association, connected with the kindergarten work, led by Miss L.M. Olds, had been busy throughout the week, making new sets of pasteboard animals, birds, etc., in pairs or sevens, according to whether they were clean or unclean, a Herculean task well accomplished. The marvelously and wonderfully formed beasts and birds, as they stood up in their allotted places in the black arcs that nearly covered the surface of the Lilliputian tables, no doubt were gazed upon with feelings of admiration by the little ones, who, seated in their diminutive chairs around the table, listened with solemn awe and interest to the wonderful story of God's dealing with unrepentant sinners and justification of the righteous. In the review of the day's lesson, Mrs. Haskell briefly outlined the lesson of the previous Sabbath, the Bible account of Enoch, the righteous one whom God took to himself, not letting him taste of death as an introduction, and passing rapidly to the story of the building of the ark and the collection of the birds and beasts, and their entry into the huge vessel accompanied by Noah and the other 7, closing out the coming of the angel who shut the door. The animated faces of the little ones and the quick response to questions asked showed the attention paid to the instruction given by the patient teachers and interest excited by the story as told by Mrs. Haskell. It is hoped that the workers who prepared the articles needed for this lesson felt repaid for all their toil by the impressions made upon these young and tender minds. There are over 30 teachers, superintendents, and other workers in Sabbath school who occupied seats in the rostrum specially provided for them, who came purposely to study the methods adopted, all of whom seemed to gain valuable hints and instruction in reference to and their application to kindergarten work. It is with no slight satisfaction that we notice among teachers the growing interest in Sabbath school work for the children and youth, and the earnest desire manifested to improve in methods of teaching and range of subjects for study.